I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Я приветствую вас всех именем Иисуса Христа.
And before I go to text,
и прежде чем я открою место Писания,
I want to thank this congregation. This church we want to thank.
Я хочу поблагодарить эту церковь.
I mean our mission group we want to thank this church.
И не только я, наша миссионерская группа, которая приехала, хочу поблагодарить церковь.
Because you have given us the room to stay here.
Потому что вы дали нам здесь место, чтобы мы
already many times.
И уже не первый раз.
And given some other help.
И также другую помощь даете нам.
We thank all that hospitality.
Благодарим вас за ваше гостеприимство.
And may God bless you that you have helped us.
И да благословит вас Бог за вашу помощь нам.
We had mercy on this trip from the Lord. We are today getting back to Finland.
Сегодня мы возвращаемся назад в Финляндию.
And Lord help us to succeed.
И Господь дал нам успех.
And some people received Jesus in this city.
В этом городе некоторые люди обратились к Иисусу.
One of the most difficult person to lead to know Jesus from was one Catholic lady.
Одной из самых трудных, кого было обратить к Иисусу, это была женщина-католичка.
She told me.
Она сказала мне.
When she was child.
А когда она была маленьким ребенком.
He went to Catholic church.
Она ходила в католическую церковь.
And she had her first communion.
И проходила первую коммунию.
And she told me that then she became Christian.
И она сказала, что после этого она стала христианкой.
But I knew that she was not born again.
Но я показал, что она не рождена свыше.
So I asked Lord, help me and give me vision on what I will say next to that lady.
Я просил Господи, дай мне мудрость, чтобы знать, что сказать этой женщине.
And then Lord told me.
И Господь сказал мне.
The word.
Слово.
Kingdom of God.
Царство Божие.
Is not eating and drinking.
Нет пищи и питья.
Then she understood.
И она поняла.
By eating or drinking.
Что едя или пья.
Man can't receive Jesus as her or his personal savior.
Что человек не может принять Иисуса Христа как своего.
And after that verse. After that verse. She started to receive more word of God.
И после того, как я этот стих ей показал, она стала больше принимать слово Божье.
And finally she was ready that we prayed for her.
И наконец она была готова к тому, что мы помолились.
And she confessed through her mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord.
И она своими устами исповедовала, что Иисус Христос её Господь.
So I have only some few verses which I want to share with you today.
С вами хотел бы поделиться некоторыми местами из Писания.
And first is there book of Hosea.
И первое будет из книги Осии, пророка Осии. После Даниила.
It is there in chapter.
Сразу после Даниила.
Chapter 10, verse 12. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your wallow crown, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he comes and rains righteousness on you.
Сейте себе правду или праведность, и пожнете милость. Распахивайте у себя на вину, ибо время взыскать Господа, чтобы он, когда придет, дождем пролил у нас правду.
If we ask God, have mercy for us. Before that is the time to sow righteousness. Because there is the law in the Bible. It's time to sow or time to plant. It's time to reap. And most important part of that law is soul winning.
И самая важная часть этого закона это приведение душ к Иисусу Богу.
There is time to sow.
Есть время сеять.
And there is time to reap.
Есть время жать.
And sometimes we need even tears that it will succeed.
И иногда нам нужно со слезами даже сеять, чтобы.
And so we turn Psalm 100, 26, verses 5 and 6.
Psalm 125, 5-6.
Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
Сеявшие со слезами будут пожинать с радостью, с плачем несущие семена возвратиться с радостью, неся снопы свои.
There might be tears in your life.
В твоей жизни могут быть слезы.
Like when the lady is getting the birth for her child.
Когда женщина готова рожать ребенка.
There is pain.
Боль.
There might be sometimes tears.
И иногда слезы текут.
But then when the child gets the birth.
Но потом ребенок рождается.
There is a great joy.
И приходит великая радость.
And that mother will forget all those tears, all that pain.
И мать забывает все свои слезы и свою боль.
Because there is that joy, there is new child getting to life here in the earth. This same happens in spiritual world. If you plant the seed, there must be intercession. And deepest intercession is that we receive those tears. If there is no tears in our prayers, there is still cry land, and seed can't start to grow up. So I ask us to open our heart for deep intercession. After that, when we have sowed the seed, it needs between it deep intercession. And then the result will come by the mercies of God. Because all battle belongs to the Lord.
Потому что вся слава принадлежит Господу.
This is not our war.
Это
our war. This is God's war.
Это не наше слово.
So word says that all battle belongs to the Lord.
И битва принадлежит Господу.
It is our privilege.
Наша привилегия.
To take part of that war.
Участвовать в этом деле.
But we have to fight with Jesus, according His advice. We can't do this work according to our own understanding. Because the Word warns us. Do not lean your own understanding. It tells us to lean, leaving God. Leaning Jesus. Like the disciple John did that time when Jesus was here in the earth. When they had a break, John came and put his head beside the chest of Jesus Christ. What that means? Even during the break, disciple John wanted to receive more love from the Lord. There is a great thirst in his heart. Great thirst in his heart to receive more love. He wanted to receive all love before Jesus get back in heaven. And when we read John's text in the Bible, those texts is full of love. He received much. God gave him much. History tells us that they tried to kill Apostle John. They put him to the big barrel of oil. And they put fire under it. And oil was still boiling. And John was still alive because he was full of life of Jesus Christ. They could never kill him because it was full of life of Jesus. He was like Daniel there among the lions. Or Daniel's friends, it might be that. And Daniel was there in the wire. And then we see Psalm 90.
И можем посмотреть ещё 89-й псалом.
It's verse 12.
12 стих.
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Так научи нас так счислять дни наши, чтобы нам приобрести сердце мудро.
So God wants us that we number or count our days right.
Бог хочет, чтобы мы счисляли свои дни правильно.
What does this mean?
Что это значит?
What is this wisdom?
Что это за мудрость?
It is not wisdom from this world.
Это не мудрость этого мира.
It is his wisdom.
Это его мудрость.
It means that we have to count days.
Это значит, что мы должны считать дни.
That we seek the Lord. That we seek the Lord.
Чтобы мы искали Господа.
And sow the righteousness that we may reap the mercy. And most important thing for this wisdom is self-winning. So we turn Proverbs 11. Proverbs. And verse 30. The fruit of righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
Плод праведника – дерево жизни. Древо жизни. И мудрый привлекает душу, или завоевывает душу.
And there in the midst of paradise. In the midst of paradise.
Среди рай. Среди рай.
There was a tree of life.
Было древо жизни.
But for us, Jesus Christ is this tree of life. And when we have the thanksgiving mind, he has given us promise to be with us. And other words, there is freedom. There is his presence. So he advises us to receive this wisdom for soul winning.
И вот он нам предлагает принять эту мудрость для привлечения или заполнения души.
So it means it's God's wisdom.
Это значит, что это Божья мудрость.
In New Testament language we can understand it a little bit other way.
На языке Нового Завета мы немножко по-другому.
That wisdom is in anointing.
Эта мудрость это есть помазание.
He gives anointing to win souls.
Он дает нам помазание.
And in this anointing is its wisdom. It is not here in our head. It is here in the heart. He put his spirit into the earthen vessels. And his holy will is that our earthen vessels will overflow his wisdom, his anointing.
Залила его небесная мудрость, его помазание.
That we could make the harvest.
Чтобы могли дожить до жатвы.
That we could labor according his advice.
Чтобы могли трудиться по его совету.
So we have to learn number our days right.
Так мы должны научиться считать дни наши правильно.
So we have to learn to turn aside all bad behaving.
Мы должны научиться отвращаться от всего злого.
And if we have sin in our life, sin,
в нашей жизни есть грех.
We ask his blood to clean our us all sin.
Мы просим, чтобы кровь его очистила нас от всякого греха.
This time, many times it happens that people do not have any kind of special sin, but they use their time wrong.
Иногда люди как бы не имеют какого-то греха. явного, но они свое время используют неправильно.
They have so many hobbies.
У них так много хобби.
That they do not have time for harvest.
У них нет времени на жатву.
They see so long time television every day.
Они так долго смотрят телевизор каждый день.
That there is no time for those people who go to hell.
Что у них не остается времени на людей, которые идут в ад.
They have sport so much in their life.
И так много спортом они занимаются.
They have so many holiday trips.
И так много этих поездок на выходных.
That God can't use them for soul winning.
Что у них просто нет времени.
So ask you, my brother and sister.
Я прошу вас, братья и сестры.
Pray this prayer today. Pray this prayer to be what is for. Teach me to number my days right. Ask honest heart from the Lord. What are those things in my life? What you, Lord, want me to put beside? That there is more time for your kingdom. Time is short. Time is short and King is coming.
Время коротко, и царь скоро придет.
And we have to make the count.
И мы должны счислять.
What we have done in the flesh.
Что мы сделали в плоти, во плоти.
And he asked to do his will here in the earth.
И он нас призывает.
You can read that there from Matthew 25
Матфея,
chapter. When King comes in his glory.
Когда царь придет в славе.
And he collects all nations before him.
И созовет себе все народы.
And he asked us what we have done for his brothers of his least.
Что мы сделали для меньшей силы.
I can read only verse 34 from the chapter.
34 стих.
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you took me in.
Я ибо алкал я, и вы дали мне есть, жаждал, и вы напоили меня, был странником, и вы приняли меня.
I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.
Был наг, и вы одели меня, был болен, и вы посетили меня, в темнице был, и вы пришли ко мне.
So I want to mention these things.
Я хотел эти вещи упомянуть.
You can read this whole chapter, Matthew 25, at your home. But I mention these kind of things we have to make count. So it means that when we are here in the earth now, he expects us to do these things in which our one day have to make count. So I advise you with honest heart. May God help us to number our days right, that we will receive wise heart, because the anointing is in that wisdom. And let's pray. Father God, we come in your holy presence. We ask, help us to receive this wisdom. Help us to receive your power to bring people in your kingdom. Help us to cast all demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to pray for sick in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, pour out your spirit and your power. Sanctify your holy name in this place today. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bound all devil spirits which has set against your people. And I proclaim proclaim, let there be freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. And if somebody is living in sin, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you repent, I proclaim your sin will be forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Any kind sick or illness for this in your life, I ask you to put your hand above that sick place in your body. And in the name of Jesus, I command that sickness or illness to go your body. Go out in the name of Jesus. Let there be healing. Let there be freedom. Let there be help your problems. In the name of Jesus. And most of important thing, let there be that wisdom. Let there be that anointing for soul winning. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be strong. Be faithful. Up into the end. King is coming. Be ready. Be ready to receive the King. His coming is in glory. And we have to make count for Him. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.